I wanted to take this opportunity to accomplish two things, really. One is to let you know what my situation is, and fortunately, that's very good news. And the other is to speak to those folks who might be having some ailments and encourage them to take advantage of the great facilities that we have here in Houston, and what a blessing it is to be here where we have the medical center and all of the great institutions there. And of course, the Methodist Hospital takes care of our team, and the folks at MD Anderson took care of me as I went through this this ordeal, and they collaborated also with Baylor College of Medicine on some of the studies, and so it's been a very collaborative effort, which we encourage and like to see happen within the medical community and in the Texas Medical Center. To give you a little background, as I've told some people, I think I've just outlived my skin, but it goes back to my youth, and even when I was in college, I worked on the beach as a lifeguard every summer. We didn't have sunscreen, and so, you know, I'd get burnt to a crisp every year. And then later, as a young adult, for some 20, 25 years, I played a lot of tennis, and we were just getting to the point where we were using sunscreen. So, you know, my skin has been abused by the sun for an extended period of time. And as a result of that, over the last 20 years probably, I've had a regular procedure of going into the dermatologist and having things frozen or cut off or what have you. And it's just been an everyday event, sort of, but I'd go in about every 3 months, every 4 months. And last fall, I had an occurrence, and it was just like a small pimple behind my left ear on the side of my head. And I went in, and my dermatologist looked at it and recognized that, you know, this, instead of being a non-cancerous growth, was perhaps a squamous cell skin cancer. And so I went in and had surgery on that. And in the past, I've done that. That's not the first time that we've used, they call it Mohs, I think it is, Mohs surgery. And I probably had had 4 or 5 other squamous cell skin cancers, and they'd been removed and there hadn't been an issue. But in this particular case, the cancer came back. We just hadn't gotten all of the cancer cells at that time. And so about 5 or 6 years prior to that, I'd been diagnosed with CLL, which is a chronic illness, and it's chronic lymphoma, leukemia, and it's something that, if need be, can be treated, but I was barely over the normal range for my blood count for white blood cells. And Dr. Keating, who is here, Michael Keating, has been taking care of me in regards to that. And really, there's been no therapy, no medication or anything. It's just something to keep an eye on. But what it does do, it does lower your immunity. Your immunity system is not as strong. So with the squamous skin cell cancer, it was more aggressive. So when it showed up again, that's when I went to MD Anderson, and my internist at Baylor College of Medicine, Jim Poole, called Michael Keating. That was the first thing, and I think Michael was in Australia, and I think Jim Poole was in New York, so we were communicating around the world. And so Michael put together a team there at MD Anderson, and Randy Webb is over here as our surgeon. And then David Rosenthal handled the radiology, oncology part. And they've been a great team, and they're going to be here afterwards and can answer any questions that you might have. But after Randy Weber had performed the surgery, there was concern because the cancer was aggressive, that we needed to make sure that we got rid of it. And so their team felt that I needed to undergo radiation and chemotherapy. So I did do that. And so for 6 weeks, I had radiation every morning. And so it was a total of 30 treatments, I think, and had chemotherapy up through about the fourth week. And so the good news is that these things can be dealt with. Shortly thereafter, I think maybe in April, I went in and had first CT scan, and I was clean of all the cancer cells at that point in time, and have since gone in again this past Monday, and got a clean bill of health report again. So it's, you know, at this point in time, it's history. But you know, I guess the message is we need to use sunscreen, and if you have fair skin and you're out in the sun quite a bit, I suggest you wear a hat, which I do all the time now. But you know, there are many forms of cancer that can be cured, can be dealt with. We're making great progress. And in the past, you know, if you mentioned cancer, people thought, well, it's a death sentence. And that's just not nearly the case. And I think with some people, it frightens them, and so they don't seek treatment. So, you know, the message is there is treatment. We've got great facilities here. There are people who can take care of you and can deal with these illnesses with great success. So during the time that I was undergoing treatment, my immune system was low, and so I did not have any contact with the public. But I was on the phone every day. My son Cal's chief operating officer, and I would be talking to him every day, and Rick Smith and Coach O'Brien, and I was able to maintain constant contact with them. And, you know, I plan to continue. Someone asked me, you know, what my plans are, and I said, well, you know, I plan on winning some Super Bowls. That's what we're here for. And they said, well, you know, I hope you're able to accomplish that and that you have enough time to do it. And I said, well, my dad lived to be 102. So I think I'm going to have enough time. And, you know, fortunately, we've got a great organization, and son Cal has been handling more and more responsibilities as we go forward, and he works well with Rick Smith and with Coach O'Brien. And so we're in great shape. Jamie Roots runs our business operations for us and does a great job. And so, you know, we're in terrific shape. I'll continue being the CEO and continue doing everything I can to put together a winning football team. And you know, that's what we're all about. We won this other battle, and now we got to win the battle on the football field. So I wanted you to know exactly what the situation is, and not be concerned about it, because I am healthy at this point in time, and playing golf again, and expect to be able to continue doing that for a long period of time. I go to all the games, home and away, and I plan to continue doing that, and will be, you know, as involved as I have been. But I think I will enjoy it more and let some of the other people in the organization worry more, and I'll skip the worrying, and I'll take the enjoyment. So.